You may know the name Duncan Hines, but would you recognize the life of the man who some credit with transforming the way Americans eat while they're traveling? A Henderson author is once again delving into the life of the Bowling Green native who made a household name for himself in the middle part of the 20th century. Lewis Hatchett was a graduate student in search of a master's thesis when he came upon a book called Adventures in Good Eating. The author was Duncan Hines, and the book would transform the course of Hatchett's professional life. We talked to Hatchett standing in front of the Duncan Hines exhibit at the Kentucky Museum.
Well, Duncan Hines is probably a kindred spirit. I mean, when I read that he would travel from Chicago to Detroit for lunch, I said, this man is just like me because I've traveled 200 miles to eat a steak.
After compiling reams of research, Hatchett eventually produced a 750-page manuscript. He whittled the content down to 75 pages for his thesis and 300 pages for a book called Duncan Hines, How a Traveling Salesman Became the Most Trusted Name in Food. The book was originally published under a slightly different title in 2001 and has been republished this spring. In the book, Hatchett contends Hines created a revolution when it came to roadside dining. Take Hines' entry, for example, praising Mrs. K's Toll House Tavern in Silver Spring, Maryland. It's read here by Hines' great-niece, Cora Jane Spiller.
Mrs. K superintends the cooking herself, particularly the hot breads and the pies and cakes that have made the place famous. The kitchen is one of the most immaculate I ever inspected.
Hatchett says Hines' honest, sincere, and in his words, grandfatherly style appealed to readers. And for Hines the traveler, cleanliness was next to godliness.
His method of operation was first to go, in the early years, was first to go into the back door and see what he found. If he found anything disgusting, he left. Because if they didn't keep their kitchen clean, God knows what they did in the dining room.
Hines' restaurant recommendation started off as a Christmas card mailing to a few friends, but eventually blossomed into a business in which he sold millions of copies of his restaurant, hotel, and cooking guides. As his popularity grew, Hines declined numerous offers from companies who wanted to advertise in his books. He also refused to endorse any products.
He did not want to lose trust that the American public had placed in him.
But Hines finally relented.
Roy Park came to Duncan Hines, and he said, I don't want to make money off your name. Instead, I want to create a line of products to honor you.
And that decision has defined the legacy of Duncan Hines nearly 80 years after he first published his first Adventures in Good Eating. Despite selling millions of books and putting his name on countless food products, Hatchett says Hines never saw a large financial windfall from his success. He says Hines lived an upper-middle-class life, but left a very modest estate. So what drove Duncan Hines? For insight, we turn again to his great-niece, Cora Jane Spiller.
I think it was his love of people that kept him going and enjoying seeing their responses and enjoying entertaining people almost like an entertainer.
From his years spent studying Duncan Hines, author Lewis Hatchett says Hines' timing was fortuitous, developing a love for travel and dining at a time when the country was emerging from the throes of the Great Depression. When Hatchett first approached publishers with his book idea, he says some of them questioned whether Duncan Hines ever really existed. He did, in fact, and Hatchett says the way Americans think about roadside dining has never been the same. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt.